Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
All right, our next guest is probably the biggest jackass you've ever met. And when I say that, I mean it with the utmost respect and love. I know we helped him get Shaq on his podcast, so I appreciate him returning the favor. What's up, Steve-O?
Oh, dude. Are you kidding me? What an honor it was to get Shaq with me. It was great. Fun time.
What did you learn about the big fella maybe that you didn't know about him before you had a chance to sit down with him?
The way that he described moving to Los Angeles with this insane contract with the Lakers, and kind of he described being reckless, spending recklessly when he moved to LA, like just buying like multiple houses and all these cars and everything, and it was really fascinating to. It's just really fascinating to hear him describe that and just sort of like to be, I always had the humility to be like, yeah, dude, like I was, it wasn't smart what I was doing. And I know that he really goes out of his way to help, rookies in the NBA, like new athletes, be like, hey, guys, you got to think about your future because the statistics are so stark. Like 4 out of 5 NBA players are completely broke within 5 years of retiring from the NBA. Something like that. And I know that Shaq really is trying to help people to manage their situations better. And he does a lot of things to help people. And I love that about him.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He just didn't realize about Uncle Sam early in his life. Didn't realize, half that money has to go back. But, we all learn life lessons. Steve-O, I know you've learned a lot. And to come to this now, he's got his own podcast called Steve-O's Wild Ride. He's a stunt performer. He's an actor. Now he's doing stand-up comedy, which he's been doing for a few years now. And recently tested positive for the antibodies of coronavirus. Let's start there. Since we are all on this quarantine life, I'm interested to know, man, can you share some of those antibodies? How does all that work, brother?
Yeah, well, everything coronavirus-related seems to be, like, far from exact science. I mean, we don't even necessarily know what the situation is with the antibodies. I mean, the idea of antibodies is that it precludes you from being able to get the virus or spread it. But what's not clear is how long you keep the antibodies. Like, say Tom Hanks, he had the coronavirus, but his antibodies went away. So I think that the it's very helpful to people who are super sick to donate plasma because you're able to share those antibodies with people and help them recover from coronavirus, but you need to do so quickly so that you still have them to give. As soon as I was able to get an appointment was, I think, like, I don't know, a couple weeks into August. I'm a couple weeks away, so hopefully I still have them.
Yeah, I find that interesting. So what made you go get tested? You just randomly got tested, or how did you know?
I went out to Albuquerque, New Mexico. I drove my RV out there to record a podcast with, the UFC champion, John Jones. And he was, asked me to help him with his charitable outreach foundation. And we were going out and distributing to homeless people these care packages we put together. And in so doing, we just really interacted, with large groups of people. And as soon as I got home from that, I thought, man, like, got a little reckless during the pandemic on that trip, so let me get tested. And I was tested with the nasal swab, which indicated that I do not have the coronavirus. I was negative, but I also got tested for the antibodies, and that one was positive. So what that indicates is that I had coronavirus with no symptoms and recovered from it.
What a weird thing, man. This whole coronavirus and this whole time has just been really, really odd. So we're all looking for escapes, and Steve-O's got one right now on his website, stevo.com. He's got a new original comedy special called Gnarly. I have a 17-year-old son. Me and him watched the Jackass movies maybe when he turned 15, 14. I was like, yeah, let's let this kid see Steve-O staple his nuts to his leg. This is going to be fun. Me and my son laughed our asses off, and I think we watched maybe two or three of the movies you guys put out. And one of the lines from the movie that me and my son even still kind of say today, like if you get kicked in the nuts or something, you go, why do I have to be Steve-O? I just think that, like, you had that line, like, why do I have to be Steve-O? And now I think about where you are now and doing stand-up, and you got all these followers and influencing and making your own movies now. It's like now when you say, man, why do I got to be Steve-O? It's got a whole new meaning, right?
Man. What a nice thing to say, dude. I appreciate it. Dude, I started doing stand-up in 2006, so it's been almost 15 years. I've been touring for 10 of those years, and this is my second comedy special. But what makes this one different is that it's multimedia, which means that as I tell the stories, the footage of these stories I'm telling is edited into the special. So you're actually watching these absurd things happen as I tell the stories. And I really leaned into making it X-rated, like just fully gnarly. That's why it's called Gnarly. I did all kinds of crazy new stunts for it. I got the entire Jackass gang in it. Knoxville, Bam, everybody's in it. And we really didn't have to follow the rules that we have to follow when we're making a movie for Paramount Pictures. You know, we were able to just blatantly break the law. So the first scene, the guys duct tape me to the side of a truck and do terrible things and drive the truck down the highway for hundreds of miles with me taped to the side of it.
Oh my God.
You know, like I just really had so much fun leaning into it and making it just X-rated and fully gnarly. And for the closer, I did a stunt where I blew up my living room with me in it, and it went a little bit too far, and I had to get skin grafts on 15% of my body.
Damn it.
Which I think it's a first for a stand-up special.
It's only $10, $9.99. I mean, you drop that every month on Netflix. Might as well drop it on seeing some funny content that you and the family can get an escape. It's at stevo.com. It's called Gnarly, and I saw some of the clips. We see a lot of your dick in this as well, Steve-O. So, you're a very confident man. When you say it's gnarly, you guys do break a lot of law, a lot of law breaking going on in this one, and I like it.
There's a great deal of law breaking, no doubt. Yeah, and I spent over $250,000 producing it, so it really isn't possible for me to give it away. And And $9.99, if you just look at the trailer at Steve-O.com, I think you'll see that I'm not wasting anybody's time with it.
Oh, yeah, it's funny. And for sure, it's worth every penny. Talk about the way we make movies now, though. I don't know how involved you were in the production of the Jackass movies, but you talked about needing Paramount. You need that distribution. You need that big promo. And what a different world we live in here now. How long ago was it that you guys did the first Jackass movie? How many years has that been now?
No, Jackass came out on MTV in 2000, and then Jackass the movie was 2002.
Wow, so, you know, we're talking damn near 20 years ago, and now you're a movie maker, and you're releasing it on your own platform. Talk about what this does to the Hollywood execs, you know. I mean, what are they thinking out there when they're seeing guys like you now? You could have your own platform, and I'm speaking to a lot of people that are doing that, and it makes sense.
You know what? We'll see. So far, so good. I invested a ton of money in this one, and it's going to take some time to get it back. So thank you for helping me get the word out there. Now, with that said, I have a little plan up my sleeve for next week, which might really get the word out there. Like, the studios, the streaming platforms might get a little bit, they might get their feelings hurt next week.
Fantastic. I always love it when you can stick it to the man. That has, I'm sure, stuck it to you guys. I mean, here you are sticking your dick in a tank so that a snake can bite it. And I'm sure you weren't making the kind of money that those suits were that really probably didn't have to do much other than sign some paperwork. Good for you, Steve-O. Fuck the man. I'm with you, brother.
Well, hey, man, I appreciate that a lot, brother. Thank you.
So please go support the movie, Steve-O.com. It's also support his podcast. If you want to see the Shaq episode, if you want to see him talk about getting COVID-19, he just recently talked to Dr. Drew on his podcast. It's called Steve-O's Wild Ride. And the movie, the comedy special, it's called Gnarly, and it's available on his website right now, Steve-O.com. I know the story's probably been told, Steve-O, but I haven't heard it, so I'd like to. I know you went to the U in Coral Gables, which I'm a South Florida guy, so I like the U. You dropped out, and then I think I feel like I remember hearing you went to the circus, and then next thing you know, you're the star of Jackass, if you ask me. Can you take us through the genesis, meeting Johnny Knoxville, and when you first got your nice big payday, and you were like, wow, I can get paid for doing this crazy shit?
Well, the genesis for Jackass was a skateboarding video series, and it was just particularly naughty. They had a lot of crazy stuff in it, which made it more popular. And the guy in charge of those videos, he said, man, our videos are so popular, but nobody cares about the skateboarding, so why don't we just lose the skateboarding and just make a show out of the crazy stuff? And once they subtracted the skateboarding, what was left over was me, Knoxville, Pontius, Wee Man. And it was just quite that simple. That was how Jackass started. The first time I got a check, that's the whole first season I made less than $1,500.
Oh, damn.
And then seasons two and three, I got lumped in together. And they paid me $2,000 per episode. But because there were two seasons lumped in together, that totaled $32,000. And then after taxes, it was that was only $20,000. But I got 10 of it. I got this first check for $10,000, and I thought I was just totally rich. And I packed up the car and drove from South Florida all the way to Los Angeles. And I've lived in Los Angeles ever since.
Yeah, and it looks like you're living the good life, man. Congrats on, it looks like, finding the woman of your dreams. All I know is that I follow Steve-O on Instagram, and I just love it when you and the missus get on the dinner table, and you make like a pretzel. you make like a pretzel, you're drinking a mojito, and you're completely naked. I have two questions on that. Where did you find this wonderful woman that will watch UFC and get naked with you whenever you want? And also, who takes all the pictures? Because somebody's around seeing you guys butt-ass naked. How's that work out?
It did so great, man. Like, you're the first interviewer to ask me how we take these naked pictures, and I'll reveal our secret. It's we clamped the GoPro onto something, and you know, we'll mount a GoPro into whatever aerial position we're looking for, and the GoPro has a setting for voice command. So we're laying in our pretzel-shaped butt-naked pose, and I say, GoPro, take photo.
Nice.
And then it beeps, and the photo gets taken. And thank you so much for that. And I'll tell you something else that is supposed to be a little bit secret, and or at least unsuspected, is that at the last thing that happened on the stage at this taping of this gnarly comedy special is me proposing to my girl on stage with all the guys, and yeah, it's pretty rad. She didn't see it coming, and it's kind of a special thing.
That is awesome, man. Congratulations. You know, if you need a DJ, we could get DJ Diesel there. You know, Shaq's a DJ. He doesn't do a lot of weddings, but, man, that freaking wedding might be one we want to come to and crash that one.
Yeah, I watched every episode of Shaq's Shaq Life. And I loved it.
And if you want to learn more about the crazy life that Steve-O lives, check it out at steveo.com. Man, it's been a real pleasure sitting down and chatting with you. I hope we can hang out again soon. But thanks, bro.
Appreciate it, man.
Make sure you go check out the movie. It's available right now on his website at steveo.com. And congrats on the engagement, brother. Be good. And we hope to talk to you again.
Thanks so much, man. Oh, yeah. Take care, brother.
Peace.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.